And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. One day a young man was shopping in a supermarket when he noticed an elderly lady who seemed to be following him. Whatever aisle he turned down, she turned down. Whenever he stopped, she stopped. He also had the distinct impression that she was staring at him. As the man reached the checkout, sure enough, the lady was right there. Politely, he motioned for the woman to go ahead of him. Turning around, the elderly lady said, "I hope I haven't made you feel uncomfortable. It's just that you look so much like my late son." Touched, the young man said, "Oh no, that's okay." "I know that it's silly," continued the lady, "but could I ask you to do something for me? Could you call out, 'Goodbye, Mom,' as I leave the store? It would make me feel so happy." The young man was glad to oblige. After the lady went through the checkout and was on her way out of the store, he called out, "Goodbye, Mom." The lady turned back, smiled, and waved. The young man's heart swelled, seeing that his small gesture had brought such joy to someone's life. As he went to pay for his groceries, the clerk said, "That comes to $121.87. "Why so much?" said the young man. "I only have 5 items." The clerk replied, "Yeah, I know, but your mother said you'd be paying for her things too." As I'm sure that you all know, today, Easter falls on April Fool's Day. Which begs the question, are we the real fools for believing in Jesus? In the end, will we be like this poor young man who was duped by this elderly woman? There are many today who say that we Christians are fools. But this is nothing new, because the Christians of the first century faced similar accusations and ridicule for the gospel. In fact, St. Paul addressed the issue head-on in his first letter to the church at Corinth. Listen to what he wrote. "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, 'I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.' Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." When St. Paul speaks of the message of the cross, this is shorthand for the divine plan of salvation, which includes the Son of God coming into the world among us, living a perfect life, suffering and dying on the cross at the hands of sinful men, and then rising from the dead on the third day. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But for those who have embraced this message in faith, it is the power of God for salvation. It is admittedly a strange message, but it is the strangeness of it that makes it so powerful. It is so counterintuitive that no man would have ever dreamed up this plan of salvation, that God would send his Son into the world as a human being, and on top of that, to be born to a despised and poor race of people, and furthermore, to suffer a form of death that was shocking even in the first century. Crucifixion could not even be employed on a Roman citizen. It was reserved for slaves and the worst of criminals. And then there's the idea of the bodily resurrection. That truth was completely foreign to the Greek mindset. They believed, of course, in the immortality of the soul. To them, the body was, at best, irrelevant. When the same Apostle Paul preached at Mars Hill, the heart of Greek philosophy, he was ridiculed for proclaiming the resurrection of the body. But in spite of these strange and shocking ideas, the early church preached these truths as gospel, good news. They insisted that the human race was so fallen that the only way we could be rescued was if God came among us. And the Son of God, Jesus Christ, lived a perfect life in order to show us what is good and pleasing to God, but also to qualify him to be the spotless Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. Jesus was crucified so that he might bear the sins of the world and that he might take upon himself the curse that we, in fact, deserved. Then he trampled death in his resurrection from the grave and promises us eternal life with him in the new heavens and the new earth. To those who are perishing, this message is foolishness. But to those who are being saved, it is the power and wisdom of God. You see, it was through these actions initiated by God that mankind was rescued. Through Christ's death and resurrection, we who were enemies of God through our rebellion have been reconciled to him. And on top of that, in fact, adopted as his children. Through Christ, we are forgiven, redeemed, adopted, and promised life everlasting. The message of the cross is good news. As we reflect on these truths on this most holy day, we are reminded by the apostle that the message of the cross stands at the center of human history and beckons to every person. The cross is the symbol of God's plan of salvation, to rescue the world by sending his Son among us, to live a holy life, to die on the cross for our sins, and to be resurrected on the third day. This message calls for a response from each of us. To those who embrace it in faith, it is the power of God which can transform sinners into saints. But for those who disdain and reject it, the cross will become the ultimate stumbling block that will be the cause of their demise. On this Easter day, the day of resurrection and gladness, let us joyfully embrace the message of the cross and receive the new life that it brings. Amen. And now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."